dinner bell ring. Because y'all don't remember the words that it says, the table is spread and there's a feast going on. But y'all forgot to remember the part about milk and honey. And don't mean nothing but milk and honey. So some of y'all gonna starve up there. But listen, let me tell you something. Some of y'all gonna be all right. Because the Bible also says you're gonna have two wings to veil your feet. Two wings to veil your face. And two wings to fly away. But some of y'all ain't gonna have but one wing. Because y'all gonna be done deep fried the other five, okay? Tell me, I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm full. I don't care. I'm full. Okay. Listen.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
Telling you
are exalted. Lord of all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
There's a reconciliation between you and God, and there's a reconciliation that God will do in relationships that are not where they need to be. I remember one time, right after I got saved, there was another guy that we were in the church together, and we were very good friends, and both of us on fire for God. Then all of a sudden, I started feeling uneasy around him. I didn't know what it was. I just started feeling uneasy. Like something was wrong. And this went on for a week, 2 weeks. Every time I got around him, I tightened up inside. So I went to the Lord. I got God's plan on. I didn't even know this here. What I'm teaching you today, I didn't even know it. But just being led by the Holy Spirit will keep you in safety. So I began to seek God about it. I said, Lord, what is it? I asked the Lord, have I done something to him? Have I offended him? Did I say something wrong to him? And I searched my heart, and I couldn't find anything that I had done. And then the Lord told me, he said, now, go to him and ask him if you have offended him, if you've hurt his feelings in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And so one Sunday after church, hold on, let me pause. You shouldn't have anybody in this church that you avoid on Sunday. There shouldn't be anybody in here you can't sit next to. I ain't sitting on that side. They on that side. You better get out of here. You get yourself out of here with that attitude and get yourself right before you come back. You come in here with a clean heart, with your heart set on serving Jesus, worshiping him. You come to give. There's a supply you give during the worship service, and there's a supply you receive. And you keep your heart right in your relationships. Amen. You know, the Bible says if you bring your gift to the altar, and God talk to you in the altar and say, things ain't right with your brother, he say, leave the gift and go make things right. He say, I ain't taking that gift. I'm not going to accept your offering. If you got art in your heart, God ain't going to accept that mess. God want a gift come to you out of a pure heart. You can't have all kind of strife and junk going on in you and then I'm going to bring my offering. God don't want that offering. He said, go make it right with your brother. And what you got to do, you got to pray and say, Lord, how I'll make it right. And so you're not out there in the flesh. Well, anyway, I went to the guy after service one day and I said, man, listen, I need to talk to you. He said, what's up? I said, man, you know, for some reason, I said, the last few weeks, every time I get around you, man, I feel grieved inside. I feel like something wrong. I said, I just want you to know, man, if I did anything, said anything to you, you know, if I hurt you, anything like that, man, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. He did like that. He said, Phew. He said, man, I've been feeling the same way around you. He said, did I do anything to you? I said, no, you ain't did nothing to me. I said, I do something to you? He said, no, you ain't did nothing to me. I said, then it's the devil that's sowing discord between us because he don't want to see us fellowshipping together because we both on fire for Jesus and he don't want this power package here. I say, now, let's make a covenant here that if we ever have anything go wrong in our relationship, that we're going to come to one another. And we're not going to let no division, because I felt a wall starting to be built. I said, if you ever sense any wall, anything, let's come to each other and let's make things right. Let's keep things straight. Let's keep the devil out of our relationship. I was 23 years old. That's the wisdom of God. Wisdom will work in anybody that'll receive it. How will reconciliation take place? It will take place by you seeking the Lord and getting his wisdom and plan on what to do, not by you taking matters into your own hands, leaning on your own understanding, or just doing what seems right or feels good. That get a lot of people in trouble. If you try to fix a relationship in the flesh, all you're going to do is make it worse. The flesh profits nothing. God is not pleased with believers not speaking to each other and rolling their eyes, turning up their noses at one another. God is not pleased with that kind of behavior among his children. God ain't pleased with that. You can't come in here rolling your eyes at people. You can't come in here that I ain't speaking. Or we just ain't on speaking terms. You better get it right. Well, we just had a little riff. We're going to work it out over and over. You better get it right now. You don't let that stuff fester. Because you give the devil opportunity, he going to make it worse. He going to magnify it. He going to make it seem a whole lot worse than what it really is. You deal with stuff like that aggressively. Keep your heart right. You don't carry that stuff in you. You don't carry that poison in your spirit. I believe in restoration, reconciliation, and recovery. You have to get the will of God, the plan, the wisdom. We have to grow out of that babyhood stage of just being carnal. It's time to grow up. It's time to be about our Father's business. You'll have to develop your faith in God, in his word, and in his wisdom. So you say, Pastor, what do I do? First of all, you make God your only source. Not your number one source, your only source. You're going to have to fall in love with Jesus all over again and make him the apple of your eye. You're going to have to serve him, please him, and obey him. That's the first step right there to getting God's plan. God has a good plan for your success, a plan to bless you, a plan to give you victory. But you have to be determined to find out what it is. How do you find out what God's plan is? Listen up, teenagers. Because God has a plan for you, and the devil will have you squander your youthful years on a lot of foolishness. You could waste years fooling around with the devil. Believe that God has a plan for you and receive that plan by faith and receive the wisdom to fulfill it by faith. In other words, you say, how do you receive the plan? You receive the plan by faith. You say, Lord, I believe you have a plan for me and I receive the plan by faith. I thank you that your plan is operating in me. Now, Lord, you show me what I need to do, but I believe the plan's in me. I believe the Holy Ghost is in me. I believe you have a plan, and I'm receiving that plan by faith. Whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Whatever you want me to say, I'm going to say it. Amen. You seek God for his wisdom on how to implement the plan he reveals to you. You seek God for the wisdom on how to implement the plan. Now, there's some things the Lord will let you use your discretion, but a lot of times God will just tell you what he wants done, and then you have to pray it out. That's the third thing. You have to pray out God's plan by praying in tongues. So you need to spend a lot of time praying in tongues. You need to pray in tongues all the time. Praying in tongues ought not be a one-time-a-week experience. Devote some serious time to praying out God's plan. And while you're praying out God's plan, God will give you revelation on what he's called you to do. He'll give you the wisdom on how to get it done. Many times I'll have my day planned out, and I'll come here and spend some time praying, and all my orders get changed. He'll have me doing stuff I didn't even think about. Why? Because a man gonna plan his way. Everybody plan their way every day. Every day you plan what you're going to do. You plan what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. You plan to go to work. You plan to go home. You plan what you're going to watch on TV. You make plans every day. But you need to seek God about his plan. And you'll see that God will start rearranging your schedule. So you pray out the plan by praying in tongues. The counsel of the Lord is in you, but you'll have to draw it out. And the way you do that is by praying in other tongues and staying in the Word of God. The fourth thing that you'll have to do, you'll have to align your heart, mind, and mouth with the Word of God. You'll have to align your heart, your mind, and your mouth. Look at your neighbor and say, your mouth. Your mouth is a source of big trouble. You got to watch what you're saying. You got to set a watch about your mouth, and you can't speak fear, doubt, unbelief. You can't speak the curse over your life and then expect the blessing. Don't speak the curse. Don't say what you can't do. Don't say what you can't have. No, with your tongue, let your tongue be like the pen of a ready writer. Amen. With your tongue, you write out the will of God. You write out God's plan with your mouth. When God reveals scriptures to you, you need to get in those scriptures. You need to speak exactly what God says. Renew your mind to it and don't speak anything contrary to it. Your confession of faith is a confession of you calling things that be not as though they were. My confession is I'm rich. My confession is I'm healed. My confession is I'm blessed. My confession is I have wisdom. My confession is I'll do the will of God. I'll finish my course. Now, I can't do any of that without God. I make God my only source. My one and only source. Your confession of faith is calling things that be not as though they were. And Jesus is the high priest over your confession of faith. He's not the high priest over everything you say. He's the high priest over the words of faith that you speak. So you got to confess the word regular. You need to have some confessions. If you don't have a confession, then how you going to hold fast to it? How are you going to hold fast to something you don't have? You're supposed to have a confession of faith. And it should be so ingrained in you, down in your spirit, that if I ask you, what's your confession of faith today? You don't. Hold on a minute. See, you don't know what you're believing for. What's your confession of faith? That means that it ain't happened yet. What are you believing for? That's what a confession of faith is. It is words that you decree and declare.